Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Spies, Lies, Law, and Cybercrime Cybersecurity Tactics to Outsmart Hackers and Disarm Scammers by Eric O'Neill, frames modern digital risk through the lens of real-world espionage tradecraft and everyday online behavior. O'Neill is widely known for his counterintelligence background, and the book leans on that perspective to explain why cybercriminals succeed. They rarely win by superior code alone, but by manipulating people, processes, and attention. Rather than treating cybersecurity as an abstract technical discipline, it connects common threats such as phishing, social engineering, account takeovers, and scams to the motivations and methods of adversaries. The emphasis is practical: how to recognize deception, reduce your digital footprint, harden accounts and devices, and respond when something feels off. It is designed for readers who want clear guidance without needing to become security professionals, while still offering enough strategic context to make the advice stick. The result is a security mindset playbook grounded in human factors as much as technology. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, thinking like an adversary tradecraft for the digital age. A central theme is adopting an attacker mindset so defensive choices become intuitive. The book positions cybercrime as an intelligence problem. Adversaries collect information, test boundaries, exploit routines, and then disappear into the noise. This framing helps readers understand why small lapses, like oversharing on social media or reusing passwords, can be the missing puzzle piece for an account takeover or targeted scam. Seeing the process as a chain of steps also clarifies where to break it. You can limit what can be harvested, detect manipulation earlier, and add friction to the attacker's path through stronger authentication and better account hygiene. The tradecraft angle highlights reconnaissance and pretexting, where criminals invent plausible stories to gain trust, bypass policies, or prompt urgent action. By learning the pattern behind these approaches, readers can move from reactive fear to proactive awareness. The benefit is not paranoia but clarity. If you know what an adversary needs to succeed, you can deny it systematically. That strategic understanding supports the practical tactics that follow, making each recommendation feel connected to a larger defensive plan. Secondly, social engineering and scams disarming psychological manipulation. The book emphasizes that many breaches begin with persuasion rather than malware. Social engineering works because it targets human instincts, urgency, authority, reciprocity, curiosity, fear of missing out, and the desire to be helpful. Scammers craft messages that look routine, like delivery notifications, password resets, HR requests, or banking alerts, then add a hook that pressures quick compliance. A useful takeaway is learning to slow down the moment a message tries to speed you up. The book encourages readers to verify using a second channel, such as calling a known number, navigating to a site directly rather than clicking, or confirming with a colleague in person. It also covers common scam formats like impersonation, romance and investment fraud, tech support cons, and business email compromise patterns that redirect payments. Beyond recognizing red flags, the guidance is about designing habits that reduce exposure, minimizing public personal details, using privacy settings, and being cautious with unexpected attachments and QR codes. By treating every unsolicited request for credentials, money, or access as a test, readers gain a repeatable method to identify deception and avoid becoming an easy target. Thirdly, identity and account security hardening the keys hackers want. Another major focus is protecting the digital identities that underpin modern life. Accounts are the new wallets and keys, and criminals target them because a single compromise can unlock email, banking, shopping, and social platforms. The book's practical direction typically centers on fundamentals that dramatically cut risk: unique passwords, a reputable password manager, and multi-factor authentication that resists interception. It also highlights why email security is pivotal, since password resets often flow through your inbox. Readers are encouraged to lock down primary email, review recovery options, and remove outdated phone numbers or secondary addresses that attackers could exploit. Good hygiene includes monitoring for suspicious login alerts, auditing connected apps and devices, and reducing the number of accounts you maintain. The book also addresses the reality of data breaches, explaining that you cannot prevent companies from being hacked, but you can reduce the impact by avoiding password reuse, enabling stronger authentication, and watching for signs of identity misuse. The overall message is to treat account security as a system, not a one-time setup. Periodically review settings, keep recovery paths current, and assume attackers will try credential stuffing and impersonation as their first moves. Fourthly, device and network defense closing everyday attack paths. Cybersecurity becomes far more manageable when devices and networks are treated as controllable environments. The book highlights that attackers often exploit neglected basics: unpatched software, weak home Wi-Fi, unsafe public networks, and excessive permissions on mobile apps. Keeping operating systems, browsers, and key apps updated is portrayed as one of the highest return actions, because many intrusions rely on known vulnerabilities. Readers are guided to strengthen home networks through better router settings, changing default credentials, using strong encryption options, and separating guests or smart devices where possible. Mobile security habits matter as much as desktop scrutinizing app permissions, avoiding unofficial app stores, and securing devices with strong passcodes and biometric options. For public Wi-Fi and travel, the advice is typically to reduce sensitive activity, use trusted connections, and rely on encrypted services. The book also encourages safer browsing practices, like being cautious with downloads and being mindful of lookalike domains. Rather than pushing expensive tools, it tends to stress configuration and behavior, which are accessible to most readers. The cumulative effect is shrinking the attack surface, so common opportunistic threats have fewer openings to exploit. Lastly, incident response mindset, what to do. When something goes wrong, even with strong prevention, mistakes and breaches happen, so the book underscores readiness and calm response. A practical incident response mindset starts with recognizing early indicators: unexpected password reset emails, unfamiliar devices logged in, bank microtransactions, or messages sent from your accounts that you did not write. The next step is containment, such as changing passwords from a trusted device, revoking active sessions, and enabling stronger authentication. The book also points to recovery actions like securing email first, reviewing forwarding rules, checking recovery methods, and contacting financial institutions quickly if money is involved. Documentation matters, especially for identity theft or fraud disputes, so readers are encouraged to record dates, screenshots, and communication details. Another key theme is learning after the event, understanding the entry point, closing the gap, and reducing the chance of repeat compromise by tightening settings and minimizing exposed personal data. For families and small teams, it promotes clear communication plans so one person's compromise does not spread through shared accounts, group chats, or workplace tools. By treating incidents as manageable processes rather than catastrophes, readers gain confidence and speed, which can significantly reduce damage and stress. In conclusion, this book is best for everyday readers who want to feel in control online, including professionals handling sensitive email, small business owners managing payments, parents guiding kids on devices, and anyone who has ever felt uneasy after a suspicious message or account alert. It benefits life by turning cybersecurity from a vague technical worry into a set of repeatable habits that protect time, money, reputation, and peace of mind. The spy and counterintelligence framing helps readers understand not just what to do, but why tactics like verification, authentication, and privacy settings work against real adversary behavior. That perspective makes the guidance easier to remember under pressure when scammers rely on urgency and confusion. Compared with many similar cybersecurity books that lean heavily on tools, jargon, or enterprise scenarios, this one stands out by focusing on human manipulation, practical decision rules, and low-cost steps that compound into real risk reduction. It is worth buying if you want a single, coherent playbook that links scams, identity threats, and device hygiene into one mindset, deny criminals the information, access, and emotional leverage they need to succeed. The result is more confident online behavior and faster recovery when trouble appears. If you would like to support Eric O'Neill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.